I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to a human rights report, over 1,400 Nigerian Christians have been murdered and over 2,000 abducted in the last 4 months alone. These crimes are carried out by terrorist army Boko Haram or by the Muslim Fulani herdsmen. Greg Kelly of World Mission says both these groups have targeted Christian schools.
It's caused terror to these children living in these schools that aren't in any way protected. And so they'll identify a school that they feel is a soft target. And what I mean by that is just imagine a huge open field and there's no walls around it, no security. And many of those schools have had to shut down.
World Mission has sent help to several schools, actually building walls around them to discourage attacks. Be praying for these young Nigerian believers during this time of unprecedented violence.
We need to celebrate these young people who are coming to know Jesus because they're reaching their generation. And that's all the more critical in a place like Nigeria. So we can be praying for that young harvest that God is bringing in.
And everyday costs remain high as global supply chain disruptions continue. A world economic forecast from the United Nations predicts uneven recovery. The struggle deepens for those in extreme poverty. Scott Clifton of Farms International says their approach provides a sustainable solution. Working alongside the local church, Farms provides interest-free revolving loans. Individuals climb out of poverty, church programs get supported, and people hear the gospel. Look for this story at missionnews.org to connect with Farms International.
Our recipients commit to giving to their local churches. So as they have profits from their business, they are agreeing to give tithes and offerings to the church, which funds the ministries that church feels like God has called them to.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.